Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. So excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the Executive Director for the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges and the Chair of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health. She also serves on the Integrative Health Policy Consortium Education Committee, weaving a passion for illness prevention into her professional life. Dr. Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, patient care, and public health, and she joins us once a month to talk about issues about naturopathic medicine and public health. Dr. Yanez, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good morning, folks. How are you both?
Doing well. Wonderful. Doing wonderful. So, let's talk global health, especially, you know, people move around from country to country so much. And, you know, the things that used to be that you'd only see in one area of the world, now you're seeing in other areas of the world as people migrate and move around. And, you know, so public health really goes beyond the borders of your own community. And it's a global thing now.
It really is. You know, it's something, Erin, that's actually, it's right on my mind. I just got back this weekend from Cuba and visiting family there. And, you know, it is, we are such a global community now. And what used to be isolated to one area is often, you know, with travel and the ease of, you know, airplanes and travel and such, and our multicultural, you know, community that we live in, here there is such a fluidity in, you know, in what is considered medicine now. We're also seeing, just from the naturopathic perspective, much more interest in our prospective students and wanting to be able to bring what they have abroad and to be able to travel and provide medicine to other communities too. You know, I think for us, I come from a multi-ethnic background with a history in, you know, grandma's given teas and, you know, weird herbs showing up in things. And, you know, I think that, you know, it brings more of a global perspective to healthcare, to, you know, to healing. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, Monday was just, you know, I'm old enough to remember Columbus Day, but now many places are embracing Indigenous Peoples Day and recognizing the folks that were here before. In preparation for my trip to Cuba with my son, I read him a book about Cuba and about the indigenous tribes that were there before colonization. And it's so fascinating to see, you know, notwithstanding the genocides and the atrocities that occurred, but the traditions that were very strong to use nature, to use the plants that were natural and endemic to those areas as medicine. And so naturopathic medicine very much embraces that. And tomorrow we have a webinar with the founder of Naturopaths Without Borders and Dr. Hessler. Yeah, he's the executive director. I'm sorry, one of the founding members is his wife, Dr. Sarah Preston Hessler. But they have done so much work abroad in bringing natural medicine back to the communities that very much originally embraced them, and promoting public health, promoting positive communities and healing within those communities. And there are many NDs, Natural Doctors International, that operates in Nicaragua. There are many communities that are embracing natural medicine. I'm not sure if you know this, but we also have a World Naturopathic Federation that represents 33 countries and varying different types of naturopathic practice in each of those countries.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. While I was in Cuba last week, I met a doctor from Germany, and I was speaking to him, and I said, oh, you know, I'm part of the World Naturopathic Federation, and, you know, one of our members are the Heilpraktikers in Germany. He's like, oh, you know about that? I said, yes. Yeah, because there is a worldwide practice of recognizing that what's around you can heal you. And so it is, yes, you're right, Erin, there is this global perspective of, you know, diseases, and Dr. Hessler tomorrow is going to talk about some tropical diseases and things of that sort. And I can tell you, I was very afraid of dengue while I was in Cuba.
Yeah,
and,
I bet.
You know, despite the chemicals and the sprays, was, you know, constantly dousing my son, myself, and my husband with anything I could get my hands on to keep the bugs away, you know, for fear of getting some sort of a mosquito-borne illness. But I will say, though, that, you know, there are so many things that NDs bring to the table when it, you know, when we're thinking about maybe some of these tropical diseases, or, you know, folks travel abroad, they go to other places, and what do you do if you get sick abroad? Like, how do you take care of yourself? And so there is so much to offer. I'm excited about Dr. Hessler coming to speak tomorrow. But we've also been making huge strides in advancing naturopathic medicine. We just came off of Naturopathic Medicine Week last week, and AANMC launched a bunch of new videos. So if you haven't had a chance, Erin, to check out our website, we've got a bunch of videos out there now with just talking about naturopathic medicine and residencies and the growth that we're offering for patients, and really the interdisciplinary approach that we have. Right now, there is the winding up down in San Diego. The Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine has their annual conference. Thousands of doctors come, integrative professionals come from across the country and across the world to this conference. And so the ACIH, which I'm the chair of, has a table there right now, and also the AANMC does as well, and we're promoting residencies and interprofessional practice. And so, you know, I know that you come more from the patient perspective, but, you know, patients are increasingly seeing these healthcare teams coming together to provide more of a whole person approach to their care.
Well, and I think that's beautiful. And I actually am now seeing an integrative health, a naturopathic physician, and she's changed my diet and made, you know, we're going through some changes about, you know, trying to get me healthy, and the diet is a little restrictive, but I am actually, after just a day, I started it yesterday, I'm feeling better. So it is quite amazing. You know, food is medicine, and it is quite amazing. And I'm excited that this is, you know, that this global movement continues to grow. In places like Germany, naturopathic medicine is just normal. You know, you see the naturopathic remedies right next to the pharmaceuticals in their drugstores, and so it's quite a normal thing. And here it isn't, but it should be.
Well, and it's so funny, because, you know, when you go to other countries, and oftentimes we'll have prospective students who come from either multi-ethnic backgrounds, or they've traveled abroad, or they've experienced other cultures, and they see it is normal. You know, one of my family members is having some health issues, and her water bottle was pink because she was walking around with this herb inside of it that was good for her condition. and it was just like, that was just commonplace. Like, she just drank this water with the herb in it every day, and that was part of her regular regimen. And so for many customs and cultures, there is a normalization that nutrition can be medicine, food can be medicine, herbs and plants are medicine. And it's not the weird thing, it's actually the norm.
Exactly. So I'm curious, and I know we're running short on time, you know, as the climate changes, in addition to people moving, I would imagine that some of these tropical diseases are moving their way north. And, you know, was there discussion about how to prepare new populations for dealing with this?
Well, so there are two issues, actually, with that. With the warming of the climate and the change in the climate, there is a migratory nature of that, but there's also a worsening. So, you know, think of the mosquito season. It, you know, normally mosquitoes will die off at that first frost, but if that first frost is coming later in the year, then their cycle is going to be longer as well. There are a lot of factors. So it isn't just the geography of going possibly a little bit higher along the equatorial line. It's also that the season may be longer in and of itself, and more virulent and, you know, more propagation. The more rain you have, the more standing water you have for mosquitoes. And so, you know, there is this whole cycle that we're seeing, and that's why they're, you know, the Caribbean was seeing one of the worst dengue seasons they've had in a long time this year because of the extra rain.
Wow. Wow. Things we have to think about now.
Exactly. So, yes, take care of yourself. I'm glad that you're trying. You know, there's a saying, if you like what's happening, then keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what's happening, then you need to change something.
Exactly.
So, Erin, I'm glad that you're making some changes. And I know, you know, nutrition is one of those hard ones for a lot of people to implement and stay consistent on. So I applaud you for giving it a try.
Thank you. Thank you. So tell people how they can find and follow you on social media and your website.
You bet. So we are at aanmc.org, but also on LinkedIn and Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all of the places. And we also have a YouTube channel that's got all these new videos posted, but you can also find them on our website.
Well, Dr. Joanne Yanez, it's always a treat to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. All right. So with that, it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.